those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Listen live online at WVNN.com and on iHeartRadio. Depend on it.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 8:07. Folks, listen to us online at WVNN.com and also on our app, which you can find at WVNN.com, or you can find in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Go find all that stuff. Great stuff there. You can weigh in to 1-866-494-WVNN. Right now with us, candidate for Attorney General, State Representative, Alabama Democrat, hashtag aficionado, where's Luther? That's the hashtag Joe Hubbard is using. Let's bring him on the line. Where's Joe? Well, he's on WVNN. Joe Hubbard, Representative Hubbard, thank you for being here. How are you?
Good to be with you, Dale. Good morning. And I am, in fact, on WVNN, the Dale Jackson Show. Proud to be here. Proud to be with you again. I think you said before I'm the only Democrat that is brave enough to come on your show, but I think your show is a good insight into the world of Alabama politics. It's unbiased. It puts it down where the goats can get it, as they like to say.
Well, I'm pretty biased, actually. I'll be the first to admit that. I wish you would tell your fellow Democratic buddies to come on my program, but that's not why you're here. Let's talk about why you are here. What's your take on the Representative Barry Moore indictment? For those just turning in this morning, it's pretty simple. The indictment, he lied to the grand jury, and I don't think there's any gray area here at all. You're a lawyer, so you can lawyer this for me here in a second. The audio has been released. The indictment's been released. They lay out exactly where he lied. I've listened to the audio. Seems pretty clear that he did lie. He told Josh Pipkin, his opponent in a Republican primary, that Speaker Hubbard would bring down hell upon him. He was furious, and he was going to punish Coffee County because of it. He claimed he never had that conversation or didn't recall or whatever he claimed. That's a lie. They seem like they've got him. You're a lawyer. Play his defense attorney first and tell me how you would get him out of this.
Well, if I'm his defense attorney, Dale, I recommend that he plead.
Okay.
Because, look, the fact is, you laid it out crystal clear. This is not a complicated case. This is not a case where you have to use legalese to explain it. It's pretty simple. You make a statement A. If statement B is different and that statement B is under oath, you are lying under oath and you are guilty of perjury. That's the easy part, okay? It seems pretty clear to me what the issues are there. I think the more complicated question, the more interesting question is, why did he lie? What is he covering up? Why is the speaker's attorney making statements to the press on behalf of Barry Moore? Why is Barry Moore getting a $25,000 contribution from the 2014 PAC right before all this happens? I mean, there are a lot of questions out there that are less clear and less easy than the question you posed.
Let's back up here for a second. The attorney making the statement, what statement did he make for Barry Moore? I know he made a statement for Mike Hubbard. Is that same attorney working for Barry Moore?
Well, I mean, that's the question, Dale. I don't have the answer to that, but,
the obvious thing is that the same attorney would be working for both of them.
Right. And I don't know the answer to that. His statement, and I'm reading from the Montgomery Advertiser article in this morning's paper, in a statement Thursday afternoon, Mark White, a Birmingham attorney representing Mike Hubbard, said Moore would, quote, demonstrate his innocence and that he is an unfortunate victim of the abuse of power. And he went on to criticize the grand jury system as a way to advance a political agenda or goal. I think that's a bigger question is, why is Mike Hubbard's lawyer getting involved in this? If in fact this is just Barry Moore running off on his own lying to a grand jury. And again, that begs the earlier question, the more complicated question, what was he covering up and why?
Now, is it your opinion? Now, let's talk about what they were talking about on that tape that led to all of this. In the audio of that tape, what you have is Representative Barry Morse talking to Josh Pipkin, his opponent in a Republican primary, trying to convince him to get out, saying that Speaker Hubbard has essentially said, I will bring down hell upon you, and this district will suffer, etc. Is that illegal in itself? Is it illegal to try to push somebody out of the race?
I don't know that anything, if true, right? I haven't heard the tape, Dale, and I want to be clear about that. And I don't have any information about whether the underlying allegations behind the lie are true or false. And I don't know the answer to that. But it seems to me, based upon what I've read, it seems that the prosecution here is trying to establish a pattern of threats and intimidation to achieve a political goal, a political purpose. And, you know, the reality is, I haven't looked at the facts in this particular case, but the law is pretty clear. You cannot use your official position, to obtain a benefit to yourself or to somebody with whom you have a business relationship.
Now, hold on a second, Representative Hubbard, do you think that includes, I mean, look, this happens all the time. I'm sure, and you could probably speak directly to this, I'm sure you got the whole, well, you know, Joe, maybe you shouldn't be a state representative anymore. Maybe you should step aside. They kind of drew you out of your district. Maybe you step aside and you let the other guy have it. I mean, you've seen and heard those sort of conversations, haven't you?
Sure. And it's happened to me. Look, it happened. They tried to get me to switch parties for 2 years. I declined. They drew me out of my district. So I picked up and moved, and I ended up in Jay Love's district. And, you know, they got upset about that. And so Jay resigns to go be a high-dollar lobbyist, and they hold a special election. Look, I mean, you know, politics, you know, is not a clean business, and that's the problem in the state right now. And, you know, you've got hardworking men and women on that grand jury, Dale, who are working every day to root out corruption in the state. You've got hardworking investigators and prosecutors working every day trying to root out corruption in this state. And, you know, I've seen it, and I've made that very clear on your program. I've seen the way business is done in the Alabama legislature, and it's wrong. And those hardworking folks are soldiering on. But, Dale, let's be clear. Those soldiers need a general, and they don't have a general. What they need is an attorney general who's going to step up and lead on the issue of rooting out corruption.
As soon as you said general, I knew exactly what you were going to do next.
Hey, but listen, am I wrong? Where's Luther on corruption? Well, it's pretty clear. He hasn't stepped up to the plate. He's sitting on the bench.
Well, here's what I'll say to that. Here's my response to that, since we're going to get into the politics of this just for a second. Well, Luther, whatever Luther Strange, the Attorney General of the state, is doing, in your opinion, you don't think it's enough. It appears he removed himself from a situation, and for whatever reason, I could draw my own conclusion. My guess is this, and you tell me what you think it is. I think he recused himself from this investigation for a couple of reasons. A, he's part of the Republican 2010 wave, and a lot of the investigation, at least when we thought this was starting, we thought that's what this was about, correct? And then they bring this other guy in, this Hart guy, who's supposed to be a hard-nosed public corruption investigator. He appoints this guy, who is known as a tough bulldog who will follow all the rabbit trails. And now we're hearing about indictments and things about both the 2010 election, the legislative sessions between now and then, and now the 2014 election. So where's Luther? It sounds like Luther stepped aside and put somebody in there who could do it. That's not a flaw, is it?
No, it's a flaw if he has a conflict of interest, Dale. If he is so involved with those under investigation for public corruption that he cannot step forward and investigate that corruption and root it out on behalf of the people of the state of Alabama, that is a problem. And it doesn't matter what his rationale is, which, by the way, he has yet to give an excuse for refusing to investigate public corruption in Alabama. All that matters is that he has refused to step up to the plate.
Again,
and look,
hold on. Representative Hubbard, that doesn't make any sense. His office is under his control, and they're doing just that. I don't understand it. I don't understand the argument of where's Luther. I'm with you on all this other stuff and being upset about what's going on in Montgomery. But the attack on Luther Strange, when his office just indicted someone and has also gotten a plea deal from two people in his own party as part of a corruption investigation that's been going on a year and is still ongoing. Where's Luther? His office is investigating this thing. He gets no credit for that?
Well, how can he get credit there when he says that he is conflicted out of that investigation? I mean, the point is that you have an attorney general whose responsibility is to investigate and prosecute corruption, and he can't do it because he's too involved with those under investigation. So he has to delegate to somebody on his staff to do the job, and there's no leadership from the top. You know, what kind of example is that sending to the politicians of Montgomery? All they have to do is get involved with the attorney general somehow, and if they're crooked, he recuses, and he can appoint some fresh meat out of law school to prosecute public corruption in Alabama.
I just want to make this clear. The criticism is he recused himself and appointed another guy to do this out of his office that has now gotten at least one indictment and a plea deal. That doesn't seem like a legitimate criticism. It sounds like somebody who wants to say, where's Luther Strange?
No, Dale, soldiers need a general. That's all there is to it. And they don't have one here. And the reality is the people of Alabama deserve an attorney general who is going to step up and do the job he was elected to do, not sit on the sidelines and watch other people do it. And Luther Strange has been on the sidelines for 4 years on a host of issues, whether it's prosecuting drug dealers, whether it's, you know, closing, knocking down meth houses, whether it's defending consumers or victims. And here it just happens to be rooting out corruption.
I think you may have an argument on the other ones. If you want to try to make that argument, it's at least legitimate. I personally don't see it here. You've got the indictment. You've got more of an investigation ongoing. It's going through his office. And you say he's not a good general. Well, I mean, I'll just point this out for a second. When Patton sends people to war, he doesn't go and stand on the front line and start firing shots. Well, he did because he was a little crazy. But that's sort of the thing. He went behind the scenes, laid out the battle plan, and sent out his soldiers to get the job done. And that's sort of how, under your analogy, they need a general. That's how generals
right.
work, right or wrong.
Sure it is. But look, Patton, like you said, Patton sat at the table, mapped out the strategy with his lieutenants, and they sat and they figured the thing out. Luther is hands off. He's absent from the entire investigation. That's what it means when you're recused. It means that you're not involved at all. And so you've got a bunch of folks running around without any direction and any leadership from the top law enforcement official in the state of Alabama.
And they just so happen to be getting the job done by accidentally.
No, it's not accidentally. Look.
Hold on. We're going to take a quick time out. But the idea that the attorney general's supposed to investigate every single case himself just seems absolutely absurd. I want to talk to you about the actual case. You want to make a campaign speech, and that's fine. I love having you on the program. Stay tuned. More coming up with Joe Hubbard. He is a state representative who has been drawn out of his district, and now he's running for attorney general. Stay tuned. More with him. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, News Time, 8:25 here on your Friday morning. On with us right now, Joe Hubbard. Thank you for being here. Representative Hubbard is a representative, obviously, and a candidate for attorney general. On the issue of this case, Representative Hubbard, as we discuss this actual case, is it illegal, in your opinion, to try to push somebody out of a race, even by saying we will move economic development elsewhere? Is that an illegal or is it just unethical thing?
Well, like I said, Dale, I don't know the details of the underlying claim. I haven't heard the recording, but I do know what the law is, and the law is that you cannot use your official position to accomplish a personal benefit. And if there's a personal benefit to somebody here in this, in these allegations, whether it's to the speaker, to Barry Moore, using public dollars, incentive money, to further that benefit. And I don't know if there is or if there isn't. But, look, whether it's against the law, whether it's a violation of the law, it's a violation of the public trust, I think.
I agree with all of that, but I'm asking you as an attorney and a legislator and someone who wants to be the attorney general, I'm asking you, is that against the law? If someone was to do that, don't worry about this case. Let's just in a general sense, if someone was to say, I will move economic development in order to hurt somebody in this district, if this guy runs, well, then is that illegal or not? And I'll just point this out. It doesn't even make any sense. I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't think Mike Hubbard knew anything about this because the claim itself is pretty stupid. So Mike Hubbard is going to hurt Barry Moore's district in order to stop another guy from getting elected? That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think the allegation is if Pipkin ran and won, then the economic incentive would not come to Pipkin's district. That's how I read it. But look, the only things I've read are what you've read in the paper, Dale. So I don't have any direct knowledge about that. I think it's indicative of the way business is being done in the Alabama legislature right now. I think it's indicative of what people wanted to see change in 2010 when they sent a whole host of new folks to the legislature. And I think it's indicative of the fact that right now in Alabama, corruption is flourishing. Look, we have an attorney general who took $40,000 from ASU, Alabama State University, after being sworn in as attorney general. And now he says he can't investigate corruption at ASU. And he's telling us that he can't investigate the major corruption issues here in the state of Alabama. You know, what that's saying is it's allowing corruption to flourish in the state of Alabama under a recused attorney general, and that's a problem. You need somebody who can step in with a backbone and show some leadership and root this corruption out. I mean, look, let's be honest, Dale. Can the country run without a president? Probably. Would it run better with a good president? Yeah, absolutely. Same with the state. Could your radio show go on without a host? Probably, but folks tune in to hear you. People want a good, strong leader in a position of authority. And on issues of corruption, when you have your top law enforcement official recusing, corruption is flourishing in the state of Alabama.
I have a hard time understanding this argument, to be honest with you, because, again, the indictments are being handed down, and the investigation is ongoing underneath his office. Just because he's not in the courtroom, it doesn't seem to make any sense that the investigation isn't ongoing. That's just me. I'll give you another 30 seconds here. Lay it out. Go ahead.
Look, he's not in the courtroom. He's not in the office. He is not talking to the investigators or the prosecutors. He's not involved at all. He is recused. And these folks, the hard-working men and women of the grand jury, the hardworking investigators and prosecutors are soldiering on. But those soldiers need a leader. They need a general. They need an attorney general. Could that office operate without that leadership? Yes. But did the people of Alabama hire Luther Strange to be the attorney recuser? No, they hired him to be the attorney general.
There we go. Joe Hubbard, thank you so much. He's running for attorney general, in case you haven't noticed. Stay tuned. It's WVNN.
From the Storm Guard Shelters Weather Center, here is your weather update.
We're getting back to dry weather here on your Friday, and even some afternoon sunshine expected. Temperatures today, not bad. We'll top out in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, mainly clear and cool. Lows will be in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, looking warm and dry with a high in the mid-80s. From the WFF 48 Storm Team, we track storms. I'm meteorologist Jeff Castle on WVNN.
The following program is a commentary program. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station. It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. WVNN online at WVNN.com and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time. It is 8:37 here on your Friday morning. Yes, I know we've been talking a lot about this case, but it's an important case. It's an important case because this case is a pretty bad situation for the state of Alabama to find itself in. Not that people getting busted for public corruption is a bad thing, because I'll be honest, I love that. I love it when politicians get busted. I love it when politicians are found as corrupt. I love it when they get arrested. Matt Elifson from the Dothan Eagle joins us. He's been covering this story. And in it, he writes, a Coffee County state representative faces felony charges involving perjury and lying to police and investigators. Matt, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. Thanks a lot.
Yes, no problem.
When this guy is arrested, Barry Moore, and he's taken down to the prison, I had a hard time seeing this photo of his booking photo. He looks very sad in this booking photo. But he got in, and then he was released on $10,000 bond. How long did that take?
From what we understand, just a few hours. It was a $2,500 bond for each charge.
And he had four charges, $10,000. His attorney, Derek Yarbrough, who represents Moore, said his client was released from custody Thursday after he posted bail, totaling $10,000. So he faces 10 years in prison if convicted of each of the Class C felony crimes against him. What's the goal here, Matt? Is the goal here to get him to talk? Is the goal here to lock this guy up? What's the story? Any idea?
Well, I guess it depends on which side you're looking at. Obviously, from Mr. Moore and his attorney's side, they're hoping to get him acquitted. But I guess imagine from the government side that they are probably, he's just a small part of this public corruption investigation, from what we understand. And so there's probably other pieces that are going to come into play here as the investigation goes on.
Has there been any talk down there in Dothan and Coffee County in that area? Has there been any talk about him dropping out of the race? I know he doesn't have to drop out, and the only way he ever actually has to go is if he is convicted, then he'd be removed immediately. Is there any talk of him dropping out or people calling for him to drop out?
Not that we're aware of yet. Not much of that has surfaced. His attorney, Derek Yarbrough, has said yesterday in length that this will not stop his client from running, that he's going to be going even more full strength at campaigning and making sure that the residents of his district know where he stands, and that it's just going to make sure that he gets the word out even more now.
Now, Josh Pipkin, his opponent, who is also mentioned in those clips, he who is on the clips, actually, Josh Pipkin, excuse me, my throat, all of a sudden, I just lost my voice. I don't know what just happened. But anyway, Matt Elifson, as we continue this conversation, let me just ask you this. His opponent, Josh Pipkin, he hasn't called for him to drop out yet. Is he using this in campaign ads? What's the story here? What is the campaign of Josh Pipkin doing with this information so far?
As far as we know, they haven't really grabbed hold of it. It'll be interesting to see what he does with it. I think it's a little too early to see that he's done anything yet. I don't imagine he'll try and use it to his advantage too much. As far as we know, he hasn't done a whole lot with it yet. It may be just too early.
Has there been any response to the reporting down at the Dothan Eagle? Has there been any response from the folks? Do they believe this? Do they not believe this? Where do they stand? I mean, I'm sure you guys get emails and comments and all that other nonsense. So what's the overall response and feeling of all this?
We've gotten a few things. A lot of people are calling it. It's just bad politics and it's one party going after another. But I think the one interesting thing to note here is that this is not one party. And there's just not two parties involved going after each other, or two different candidates from different political parties. From what we understand, this is all within one party, and so it's not where you could say it's different parties of politics are attacking each other.
Barry Moore and both Speaker Mike Hubbard have both implied that this is a politically motivated witch hunt. But like you just pointed out, Matt, both everyone involved is a Republican. The Attorney General of the state, Luther Strange, Representative Barry Moore, Scott Pipkin, the Republican primary opponent of Barry Moore, Speaker Mike Hubbard, all these guys are Republicans. So what's the political implication here? These guys are both claiming there's a political bent to this. What would that be?
That's a good point. I mean, I think when people say that, it makes you question where that's coming from and wonder anyway. And I don't know that we've seen any answers that for that when they say that. We haven't seen anyone expand on why they're saying that yet.
Are they just putting out press releases and walking away? I mean, they're not talking. Nobody involved in this is talking. Josh Pipkin was asked about the recording, whether he released it. He said, "I can't talk. I'm not talking about that right now, or I shouldn't answer that right now," I think is what he said. And that to me is an obvious yes. I did release that. Is Hubbard or Moore or Pipkin? Are they talking? Are they scheduling press conferences? What's the story here?
I think right now everybody's just using their lawyers, at least for some of the, we got a statement from Representative Hubbard and Representative Moore, both using their lawyers. Representative Hubbard put out a statement from his legal team yesterday that he called the charges against Moore an unfortunate called Moore the unfortunate victim of the abuse of power, and inferred that it was a misuse of the grand jury system. And in his statement from his legal team. And so right now we're not really hearing from any of the representatives themselves. You know, they've gone and gotten their lawyers, and they're talking for their clients.
Well, I'm just wondering where this Pipkin guy is. This guy should be bringing the heat. I mean, he should be – this is a gold mine for him. This is his way to drive that guy down into the pits. Now, talk to me about the employer that's referenced here in Coffee County. This employer – is referenced, I believe Representative Moore says on the tape that his mother retired from there. 100 jobs are at stake, and there's a community college plan as well. Can you put a bow on all of that for me?
Just that these jobs were all talked about, and that was the threat that's implied and on the recordings that these jobs were could be available if the incentives came through, and that those jobs could be big for this area. But the threat was that if the challenger pulls out, then those jobs could be, may or may not be in jeopardy. So, 100 jobs is big for any area. And so I think the economic development was good for the area. But as I understand, those were budgeted anyway, and have already been budgeted. So I think because this recording was last June, almost a year ago.
Yeah, it seems like my take on this, and you're a little closer to it, so maybe you can help me out here. My take on this is this was just them trying to push a guy out of the race. I mean, that's essentially it. I don't think they were actually, whether Speaker Hubbard, if there's any information that he, I mean, because they're going to have to prove Speaker Hubbard knew about this if this is part of Hubbard's deal. But Barry Moore lying about it, that's all this is about. This is not about the content of those phone calls yet. It is about the fact that those mere phone calls took place, correct?
I think so, because as you mentioned, the content is neither here or there right now, I think, because it's already gone through the budget and everything. But I think it's more or less what was in the recordings, that the threat was there, and now we just have to see what they do with the recordings. The recordings have already gotten out. I mean, we don't know how they got out, but they've already been heard and publicized on, I think, on multiple different occasions.
Yeah, there's two ways it got out. Someone with a grand jury leaked it, or Josh Pipkin did. Those are the two options. We don't know which one it is. Matt Elifson, Dothan
right.
Eagle, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
There we go. So we appreciate him being here. Man, this is just another instance of dirty politics and dirty stuff happening in the Alabama legislature. Even if it's just the threat. Even if it's just the threat itself, that's pretty bad. Did Speaker Hubbard know? We don't know. I mean, there it is. I'll tell you, we don't know if Speaker Hubbard knew about this, and that's a big question here. As of right now, what we have is Barry Moore lying to a grand jury. Is there more? We're going to have to follow and find out. When we come back, Cliven Bundy. I'm gonna spend a few minutes talking about that because I told you so. I love to say it. I told you so. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, News Time, 8:52 here on your Friday morning. Folks, let me just end this show by saying the following. I was right. I was right. I told you Cliven Bundy was an absolute joke and you shouldn't be supporting him. I told you he is not this sympathetic hero he's making himself out to be. And the more they stuck cameras in his face, the more he talked, the worse he looked. Now, how did he look? Well, according to some quotes, he referenced that, hey, maybe the Negroes were better off when they were out picking cotton. Yeah, I mean, that's smart take, buddy. He wondered if blacks were better off as slaves. Hey, maybe they were. He knows the Negro. And now, you can still agree with his cause and hate his comments. You're still wrong on the cause part. But you know, the guy's making you look bad. I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro. The rancher began as he described a government house in Las Vegas, where he recalled that all the people who sat outside seemed to have, quote, nothing to do. And because they were all basically on government subsidies, so now what do? They abort their young children. They put their young men in jail because they never learned how to pick cotton. Can you defend this? I would love to hear somebody. You can't. I still would love to hear someone try to defend that statement. If only they knew how to pick cotton, everything would be fine, right? Good Lord. You read this stuff and you're like, what in the world are we thinking? What in the world are we thinking? And you guys will say, well, it doesn't matter. That's not his bigger point. His bigger point is still wrong. He goes on and says, I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy? They didn't get more freedom. They got less freedom. So everyone that supported him then got to say, I find what he said atrocious. From Sean Hannity to Rand Paul to Greg Abbott, this guy running for governor in Texas against abortion Barbie. The spokesman for Abbott, who was asked to respond, said that his support was not because of this. It was regarding dispute in Texas and is no way related to the dispute in Nevada. Oh, okay. A spokesman for Rand Paul told the Times that the senator wasn't immediately available for comment on Bundy's remarks. In a statement later provided to Business Insider, Paul denounced the remarks. Quote, his comments on race are offensive and I wholeheartedly disagree with him. Well, it doesn't matter because that's not how the media plays these things. Here's how the media plays these things. Ready? The media says you supported him on something, so therefore you support him on everything. That's how it works. Okay? That's how it works. If you support him on one thing, you support him on everything. Oh, and Cliven Bundy, whatever, he's not doing himself any favors. Nope. Cliven Bundy, stupid as he is now out there running his mouth more. This morning, CNN. Chris Cuomo asked him to acknowledge that he offended people when he mused about whether blacks are better off as slaves picking cotton. And, you know, this is what kills me about stuff like this. Why are they trying to get this guy to apologize? Why are they trying to get this guy to understand he offended people? Why don't they just say, hey, look at who this is, who this guy is. Whether or not he apologizes, he sympathizes, he feels bad, he still believes what he originally said. That was the unvarnished truth. The rest of this is garbage. And he goes on to say, keeps going, he slams the media for portraying him as a racist while stressing he supports civil rights. He invoked the example of Rosa Parks, saying, quote, I want her to be able to sit anywhere in the bus, and I want her to be able to sit, and I want to be able to sit by her anywhere in that bus. Maybe I sinned, and maybe I need to ask for forgiveness. But, you know, when you talk about prejudice, when we're talking about not being able to exercise what we think and are feeling, if I say Negro or black boy, geez, or slave, I'm not. If those people can't take those kind of words and not be offensive, then Martin Luther King Jr. didn't do his job. I mean, this guy is like I don't even know how to explain it. He is a treasure trove of racist, stupid comments. Just listen to this sentence. Just listen to this sentence for a second and think about what he's saying. If I say Negro, black boy, or slave, if those people cannot take those kind of words and not be offended, then Martin Luther King didn't do his job. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Jason, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, to answer your very first question, is like, why do they, you know, try to get an apology out of this guy? The answer is simple, right in front of your face. They know he's going to say something stupid.
Okay, maybe that is the case. But I just don't know why we're constantly asking people to apologize for things they clearly mean. I mean, that's the whole thing about this. What is the purpose of constantly trying to convince people that what they said was offensive and therefore they should? Okay, so let me ask this. If Clive and Bundy came out today and said, you know what I said was offensive and I'm sorry, do we stop the Clive and Bundy is a stupid, ignorant, hillbilly racist talk? I don't think so. Because it appears Clive and Bundy is a stupid, hillbilly racist, right? That right there seems pretty crystal clear. But we always want to try to find a reason to tie him to anyone that ever supported him on anything. That's right. If you supported Anthony Weiner in any of his campaigns, you support him sending his wiener to other people on the internet. Because if you support him, you support him on everything. If you support Bill Clinton, you support him cheating on his wife. Right? That's how it works. That's what I thought it worked. Okay, just checking. Just checking how that works out. Folks, I'm running a half marathon, so if I don't make it back on Monday, it's because I'm probably dead. Running that thing on Saturday. I'll see you Monday. Stay tuned. Live local WVNN.
The power of God has freed us.